Sickle cell patients and medical providers in our region are banding together to find new treatment options after pharmaceutical company Pfizer has recalled a medication for the disease. Sickle cell is a chronic inherited blood disorder that has few treatment options. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports on how people are navigating this situation.
About 2 weeks ago, Adiomi Uptook Lowry got an unexpected email. It was about a medication called Voxelotor, which she's been taking to help manage her sickle cell disease.
I read the email. I was like, wait a minute, this can't be real. So I Googled it. And then I saw the articles and I'm just like, no, like this cannot be happening.
The pharmaceutical company that makes the drug, Pfizer, was pulling the medication from shelves because of safety concerns and ongoing clinical trials outside the United States. Voxelotor has been on the market here since 2019, when it won FDA approval. And Uptook Lowry says the drug's been working well for her. It's improved hemoglobin and oxygen levels in her red blood cells. And she says the recall has been devastating.
It took a couple days for me to even be able to understand what my doctor was suggesting my weaning protocol should be, because everybody was busy. It was a shock to the community. Nobody was prepped.
Sickle cell treatment providers, community organizations, and advocates in Philadelphia are working together in new ways to make sure patients are getting guidance on what to do next. Uptook Lowry says it's also a moment to call for more investments in sickle cell disease research and therapy options so that people like her, who already have few choices to begin with, aren't left in a worse position when something like this happens.
Our community definitely feels the rub with this one. And it's so important that we don't lose the long-term goal of a cure. And this is the opportunity where you either stay focused or you get off track. And I want our community to stay focused.
People born with sickle cell inherit the genetic condition from both parents. An estimated 100,000 people in the U.S. are living with the disease, and up to 90% of patients are Black or of African descent. The disease affects red blood cells, which are responsible for carrying oxygen to our organs and tissue. But sickle cell disease impairs red blood cells' ability to hold onto oxygen, so people become chronically anemic. The red blood cells also become rigid and warped into the shape of the letter C, so when they travel through blood vessels, they get painfully stuck.
And this pain, when you talk to patients, is nearly indescribable.
Dr. Alexis Thompson is chief of the Division of Hematology at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
And unfortunately, also, even with new treatments, is still a condition that's associated with a shortened lifespan.
Thompson says most treatments for sickle cell help manage the everyday complications of the disease. Voxelotor was a drug that improved hemoglobin and oxygen levels in red blood cells. Health providers are moving quickly to notify patients and families that this drug is no longer an option. Hematologist Dr. Sophie Lanskron of Thomas Jefferson University's Sidney Kimmel Medical College says for some patients, there may be no easy answers on alternative treatments.
There are some people on Voxelotor in which finding an alternative is going to be really, really hard. And that breaks my heart. Like, what are we going to offer these patients?
Providers in the area have collaborated to draft action plans and treatment guidance. They're also working with community organizations to hold town halls and informational sessions to keep patients and families updated and increase public awareness.
You know, as a clinician, we see a lot of suffering from this disease. And that is the driver for trying to find therapies that will improve life for so many people.
Adiomi Uptook Lowry, who is also a co-founder of the Crescent Foundation in Philadelphia, says many people will view this as a setback, but she still has high hopes for the future.
I think it's so important to remember that living with sickle cell disease should be a badge of honor. We are heroes. We are warriors. And so keep your head up. Keep shining. Keep ensuring that you stand up for yourself and your community to the best of your ability.
Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.